Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A video released by Hamas showing footage of two Israeli hostages is being taken as proof of life for the two men. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports one of the hostages is a U.S. citizen believed to be held in Gaza.
American citizen Keith Siegel is seen in the video, which also includes footage of another hostage, Omri Meron. Israeli media reported that Siegel was abducted from his home in Kfar Aza, one of the sites Hamas militants swept into on October 7th. Israel says they killed some 1,200 people and took hostages. The second hostage in the video, Omri Meron, was reportedly taken from his home in kibbutz Nahal Oz. Israel's Channel 12 News quoted Omri Meron's father, who called it the first sign of life from his son, adding, "I am excited to tears." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Egyptian officials are attempting to negotiate a new ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. A top Hamas official says the group is considering the latest proposal and will respond soon. No details were provided. Testimony this week from the former chief executive of the National Enquirer suggests the tabloid turned its business model on its head during Donald Trump's 2016 campaign for the White House. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that when it came to Trump, David Pecker testified he held back stories of scandal instead of publishing them.
Pecker was a pal of Trump's for many years, but he's a witness for the prosecution in the criminal trial against Trump in a New York state courtroom. Pecker testified that in 2015, he promised Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, that he would serve as the campaign's eyes and ears. In two cases with Cohen's goading, Pecker paid hefty fees to get exclusive rights to stories that he thought could damage the campaign, including $150,000 to a former Playboy model who alleged an affair. Pecker also alerted Trump to Stormy Daniels' claims of a tryst. Cohen paid her off. Pecker testified that Trump thanked him with a dinner at the White House. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission is promising fast, safe, and reliable internet for all, after it voted to restore its regulatory power over internet service providers. NPR's Emma Bowman reports.
This week, the FCC passed a measure to reclassify broadband as a public utility, like water or electricity, deeming it an essential service. This effectively restores the Obama-era net neutrality rules that were rolled back under President Trump. Net neutrality means broadband companies like Comcast and AT&T can't deliberately slow down internet speeds for customers. There's no pay-to-play for faster speeds and no favoritism for certain content, which could stifle competition from services such as Netflix or Spotify. Telecom companies are expected to sue the FCC. They argue the rules are government overreach and try to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
This advertisement comes from our paid sponsor, Fundrise. High interest rates mean that real estate assets are available at a discount compared to previous valuations. The Fundrise flagship fund plans to expand its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. Add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio at fundrise.com/NPR. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the fund before investing. Read the prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship.